Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Tracy.
And I'm just plain Bill.
The enemy has abandoned their hill position. Prepare to engage the enemy.
Yeah, really.
I wanted to know if Pelosi actually had the speaker plane geared up and ready so that she could take it one last time.
She probably did coming back.
Yeah, so... No, she closes it off, goes home, then gets on a regular plane and comes back for tomorrow.
Oh, I think she's already back in D.C. I think she brought it back with her. Although I would caution John Boehner, decontaminate that sucker before you go on it.
What do you mean go on it? You should have it decontaminated
really.
And returned back to the military. Never see the inside of it.
Really?
There's no reason for him to have it. There's no reason for her to have it.
Absolutely.
No reason for her to spend $50,000 a month on alcohol for the plane. I mean,
yeah,
give me a break.
Right. Yeah, I know.
All right, so
well, she
a lot of
probably
interesting
has to
happening.
Have that much
the new year
just
has
to get
begun.
The
Happy New Year, William.
Happy New Year. Yeah, it's a good year. Or it's going to be.
I wrung out the old year by putting it into a can and exploding it out in the parking lot.
Very good. All right.
I don't want to see 2010 ever again. They invent a time machine. I want them to block out 2010.
Yeah, all except for November 2nd. November 2nd was okay.
I don't know about that.
That was a good day.
We'll
one
see.
Of the few, but it was still a good day.
So yesterday, I don't know if you paid any attention to this, but I kind of heard this on the offhand, and I haven't been able to sit down long enough to be able to verify this. Governor Moonbeam, a.k.a. Jerry Brown, was indoctrinated, whatever he was endorsed, allowed, sworn in, that was the word. Sworn in yesterday as governor of California
again
for the third time
in
his life. And did I understand that at the end of the oath he said, and I swear not to smoke pot anymore? Is that what I heard? Is that what somebody said?
I have heard that. I did not watch it or listen to it, so I cannot attest that that actually happened.
But that's kind of the rumor that's going around, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Why am I not surprised?
You know what? We'd probably be better off if he did. Maybe
if he did, we're
better
off.
Do anything.
Maybe we should actually send him a pound.
Ooh.
Maybe he'll do it so often that he'll just want to sit in the chair and mell.
Yeah, there you go. That'd be good.
As I said, the next 100 days will decide whether California goes broke or whether it explodes and disappears into the Pacific Ocean.
I'll vote for broke. I'm kind of fond of my Northern California existence here. So I don't know that I want explosions and breaking off and floating off into the ocean.
Well, you're on the right. You're on the correct side of the breakoff point. So
yeah,
you
much.
Just move a little bit closer to the ocean.
Except for Humboldt County, we're pretty okay. Yep. Yep.
You know, I'm on the wrong side at this point.
Yeah, I know.
You know, but you know what? So what?
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like the person that, you know, decides that, you know, in the 70s and 80s, they move closer to a ground zero point. You know, that's
something
to think, you know, why bother being here near the end? Of course,
yep.
if I could find a piece of property that actually straddled the San Andreas, I'd probably want to sit on it.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Very good. Yeah.
Good things are never as good as you expect, and bad things are never as bad as you expect.
That's true. Absolutely true.
So as bad as Obama is, it's really not as bad as I thought it could have gotten. Mainly because between Obama, Reid, and Pelosi, they only measured up to about a half a brain. They wasted a year worth of absolute control of D.C., on Obamacare, and then still managed not to do anything really good with it. So, the massive incompetence level there is just staggering. I assumed he would have done more. So,
well, you'd think.
So he's done at this point, unless Republicans give him lots of things. Somebody said the Republicans have the opportunity to make Obama look good.
Really?
He can't really look a whole lot worse.
Yeah, it'd be a little tough.
So, I don't know. The Republicans can. You know, you can probably get some things done if they're willing to compromise. Was it Nikki Haley today that said that D.C. had the compromise mentality that had to end? Something along those lines.
And Kelsey, along those lines.
Why do I say? I always want to say Kelsey Grammer. It's not. Lindsey Graham. Kelsey Grammer, Lindsey Graham, they're the same thing. Lindsey Graham, he said something decent today, or something decent over the last couple of days, and then said something else stupid today. I'm trying to think of what it was. Oh, I'm just asking for somebody to slap him on the backside of his head. Please.
Yeah, somebody. Good luck.
Him on the back.
Good luck.
You know, this is going to be a joke. I swear, the Senate is going to be a joke.
It certainly has an opportunity to be that.
I cannot think of anything that the Senate is likely to do that I am likely to be happy about. I'll be happy when it adjourns.
Okay.
Now, if it does nothing, this year, I will be happy.
Well, yeah, but given all that's out there, they don't have an option of doing nothing.
I'm all for that.
I understand. All I'm saying is that you've got a budget to get done, you've got a debt limit to do something with. Those are two biggies. So
are they going to increase the debt limit?
Are we getting into our prognostications here? I have a prediction. Republicans are gonna blink when it comes to two things. One, debt limit. I think that they're gonna cave on that. And two, I think that they're gonna cave on the budget.
Let me say, those are the only two things that they were significantly, put in place to deal with. Besides,
I understand, but I think they're gonna cave on them. That's my prediction.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Yeah. I will also predict, yes, the House will pass a repeal of the health care law, and it won't go any place in the Senate.
Right.
I mean, that's
yeah,
a done.
Which is why,
you know,
who said, Obama said it was just political theater because nothing is going to be repealed?
Well, that's true for right now. I mean,
like,
you know,
Pelosi's comment about it. I think she was inciting people to violence.
Oh, her comment about even if you absolutely liked, and if everybody was covered and it was at a reasonable cost, we still would have passed health care? That comment?
No, the one that said if it was repealed, it would do violent damage.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I think she was inciting violence, personally.
Probably. I'd go along with that. Absolutely.
All right. Let's see. What do I got here? Pence for president.
You know, I heard an interesting thing about that today. Somebody on Twitter said, and there was some agreement to that, that Pence's moves looked like he was more going for governor than for president.
Yeah, I read it over the weekend.
Yep.
That everything seemed to be lining up for him to be governor of Indiana, I think. You know, rather than a run for president. Frankly, that's fine for me.
I'm
not overly fond of it, of Pence, one way or the other. I was making some arguments, that they're talking about who are the front leaders. Obama saying the time to talk about 2012 is in 2012.
Yeah.
I think he's probably more talking to his potential competitors than Republicans. Republicans are going to be starting, by summer we're going to be full bore into this. So, unless somebody's going to run against him on the Democratic side, it's going to be really quiet, on the Democratic side until 2012, which is basically what he says. Be quiet to 2012. I mean, nobody bother me. I'm going to rerun.
Sure.
But the Republicans are going to be dealing with this come 4th of July. We're going to be starting all kinds of talking. First off, let's see. Huckabee, too soft on crime, too social conservative oriented, not going anywhere. Romney is dead as long as they're fighting about Obamacare.
Yep.
Well, what was it? Krautheimer said that he was the most likely candidate.
Yeah, actually, there's been a whole bunch of people that have said that. I'm not sure exactly where we're. I mean, how in the world that comes down.
Yeah, I don't see. Oh wow, man, Jerry Rafferty died.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah.
Man, I'd like him.
It's just kind of like one of those things, folks. Life goes on here. Or it doesn't go on, one or the other.
So Romney's dead with Obamacare being in the crosshairs.
Yep.
Who else was out? Newt is going nowhere. I don't know why anybody's even thinking Newt's got any chance in hell.
I don't know.
I had opposed Newt and Giuliani for exactly the same reasons. If they're willing to screw their wives, they're going to be willing to screw the country, so I'm not interested in them.
Yep.
Jindal is getting himself in all kinds of deep water with creationism. Pawlenty is out of Minnesota. And from what I'm reading from Powerline, not a whole lot of overly impressed people there. Seems as though he's probably kind of bided his time there, and that was it. Who else was left?
Not a lot.
Nobody else that's being talked about, except for my favorite, your favorite, and the only one so far that's got the brass tacks to go after Obama. And she's not saying anything except for today.
She said today.
Tammy Bruce, conservative, lesbian, talk show host, suggested that all the talk about gays in the military and rooting out the gays in the military really needed people to, get a life, get over it, and if they really want, the people that are really pushing it, we really need to start looking under their beds for some skeletons.
Yeah.
And basically, Sarah Palin just retweeted it. The general idea is that she was basically saying this isn't a topic or a discussion. Let's get over it, people. People are taking that as a qualified approval of the ending of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. I don't think she is. I don't think she's agreeing with that at all. I think she's saying this is distracting from the reality. Let's get on to serious things. That's my interpretation of her particular point of view. And I've said it to somebody else today that, frankly, I think, she's not interested in the social issues, or she doesn't bring up the social issues simply because she doesn't think the social issues belong in the federal government, area, a position that you and I both agree on.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, the position the American Conservative Party is firmly planted on, that the social issues don't belong in the federal government, and, let the states deal with those things. And as Sarah Palin is not running for state government, she's running for national, issues that want to discuss or doesn't think it's worthy of discussion when especially we've got bigger problems going on.
That doesn't give me any heartburn or anything like that. The only thing that I would say about social issues is this. When people start talking about not paying any attention to social issues, then I've got to wonder, then how come they keep bringing it up? I mean, what is it about social issues that people just can't seem to let it alone? And I don't know what that answer is. All I'm saying is, sure seems to me that they keep talking about social issues, and it doesn't have to be. That's it.
I'm willing to let them go by the wayside. I did get into a small discussion on a small website over the last couple of days, and then I asked this on Twitter. My question was, the person said, we need to get back to Christian values and Christian principles. And I went, okay, interesting question. What are they? What are the Christian principles and values that we should be getting back to?
Did you get an answer?
They did. They said we need to get back to the Ten Commandments.
Well, that's old time.
Now, I've actually been working on that particular topic for a while. So I said, okay, so we've got the first four commandments have to deal with a personal relationship with God. Five deals with your parents. Six and eight are murder and stealing, which basically every society opposes murder and stealing, so it's not specific to Christian values. It applies to virtually any community. That leaves adultery as number 10. And I don't know that the federal government needs to be involved in determining any kind of punishments for adultery. And that leaves number 7, which is... What was number 7?
I give up.
Bear with me a second.
All right.
No. 7 was the adultery. 10 was not coveting your neighbor's house or stuff. And, you know, my question is, exactly what principles do we want to espouse in law? You know, do we have anything to do with the Ten Commandments? I mean, do we want to have a law that says we have to keep the Sabbath day holy? So, you know, do we want to force people to honor their parents? Are these things that we want the law to be involved in? So, you know, I said, now if you want to start talking about Paul and Leviticus, okay, we'll start talking about Paul and Leviticus as Christian principles. You know, they didn't want to go there.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably a good idea.
Yeah.
It would not go well for them.
Yeah.
But I do want to, you know, I do want to ask that question. You know, what is, you know, what is, you know, Christian principles and Christian values? Because I do think it is Leviticus is where they're going, but it also has to do with Paul, you know, in the New Testament. I don't know. We'll see where that goes, if it goes anywhere.
I don't know.
Isn't a Christian value? You'd have to expound on that, Buzz. I don't see it. I don't see that Christianity has anything to do with the size and scope of government at all. But I'll be willing to take it. Let's talk about Winter Wonderland for just a second. Global warming has struck again this weekend.
Oh, noes!
We were in the upper 50s here.
Yeah.
If you were trying to get here from anywhere else by driving, you were screwed because all three passes coming into Southern California were closed for a time from snow. So, you could have come in from Palm Springs. That would have been okay. You could have come in from Palm Springs. But the South Pass coming in southeast of San Diego, plus the main pass off the desert, plus I-5, were all closed. Buzz, you really don't want me to be in Samuel. You really don't want me to be in Samuel. Buzz, you don't want me to be in Samuel. You know, Samuel leads to death, horrors, you know, infanticide. No, you don't want me to be in Samuel. Trust me. I just think, you know, I don't know. Have you had a hard winter there or a soft winter so far? I realize
it's been a good winter for us. We've had some really good rain. I'm pretty much liking it. So you know, now we just kind of wait and see, and hopefully it continues on. That's what I'm hoping.
You know, it's really hard for me to pay attention to it out here.
Yeah?
It really is, because, you know, we're just not dealing with it. I mean, we're dealing with lots of rain, but it's no big deal down here. Anyways, all right, Congress opens up, is it tomorrow?
Yeah.
Congress opens up tomorrow. First thing the Republicans want to do is read the Constitution in the House.
Good for them.
And I have a question.
Yeah?
E.J. Dionne said that the Constitution is so old, it's almost 100 years old now, that you know, nobody can understand it. It's just not readable.
God, he's innumerate as well as illiterate, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my question is, Which congressman is literate enough to read it? And how many of the congressmen are actually going to be capable of understanding it?
Well, let's see. There was at least one Democrat congressman who said, and frankly, I don't remember which one it was, but who said, oh, we don't need to do that. The Supreme Court will tell us if it's legal or not. As if they never get it wrong, right? And we all know that they do.
If they can't read a 15-page constitution, how can they read a 2,000-page health care bill?
Absolutely. Yep. And know every nuance of that. No unintended consequences here, by God. Nope. Not a bit. Actually, you know, that really is a good point. These people pass these monster bills, and as an aside, let me say, I hope very much that the Republicans will content themselves with one subject per bill that directly addresses the circumstance that they wish to alter and leave it alone. Now, so Democrats pass a 2,700-plus page bill swearing that there are no unintended consequences, regardless of Nancy Pelosi's, well, you'll have to pass it to find out what's in it, and then expect people to say, oh, gosh, we think that's a good thing. Not. I'm sorry. Y'all need to kind of lighten up there and go back through and take a look at what the heck you're doing, because they sure didn't do America any favors. I was done.
I don't know. I'm actually trying to think about, you know, the entire idea that our Congress people have capacity to do virtually anything.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
All right. So we know they're going to read the Constitution. Then they're going to introduce the bill that's going to repeal Obamacare.
Yep.
It's going to get passed in the House.
Well, they're also going to set up a rule, apparently in the House anyway, that says that when you introduce a bill, you have to have an introductory, at least three sentences, that give the explicit constitutional rationale for this bill. That is apparently being talked about.
I don't believe it.
I'm guessing that most of them are, oh, the general welfare clause.
Right.
Or the good and plenty clause, or whatever that thing is.
Now, I'm getting tired of having the argument about the general welfare clause with Republicans.
Oh, well, I'm getting tired of having it with everybody. The general welfare clause, per Thomas Jefferson anyway, said that only applies to the enumerated powers in the Constitution.
Now, the enumerated powers, which have only to do with the states.
Well, actually, it has to do with what the federal government can do. And
yeah,
there's only 18 of them. That's all.
But none of those have anything to do with individuals.
No. It's what the it's. I guess I need to think about that a little bit, Tracy.
I'll go back and read those 18 enumerated and see if it is. I do want to get back to Palin and Tammy Bruce for just a second.
Okay, let's do that.
Only because I have a problem with something that went down in the last 2 days.
Uh-oh.
And this should actually, you know, some people might actually have a problem with this. The commander of the USS Enterprise was relieved of his duties today.
Yes, he was.
For videos that he created approximately 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And videos that were actually not approved by the command structure above him at the time, but the command structure above him at the time was aware of them, did not prevent him from showing them, and as far as I know, as far as I've been able to ascertain, the command structure knew about the videos when they promoted him.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, why did they all
know?
Stop?
No. I don't think so. That doesn't make sense. He showed them aboard the Enterprise, and he is currently the captain of the Enterprise.
But he wasn't at the time. He was only the XO at the time.
He was the XO at the time. Okay.
Right. So he was given his promotion despite the fact that those videos had been out years ago. Because he was only just promoted, I think, in the last 6 or 8 months.
Really?
He's just been promoted. This was going to be his first deployment as commander. So the question is, you know, is this political correctness that has just, you know, caused him to lose it? And, of course, the answer to that is yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, frankly, I find it to be bullshit.
Well,
You know, if they were offensive, then he should have been busted then. And from the one video I saw, I didn't find it to be altogether that offensive. I thought it was kind of juvenile, but not offensive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, I don't get it. You know, that was basically what Tammy Bruce was saying, was she didn't get it either. You know, but somebody has decided that, you know, his head had to roll, and I think it's stupid. And it comes down to this, all this crap about, you know, political correctness, which is just driving me absolutely batshit. Not just the political correctness, it's the idea that people can't be offended. I'm almost in the mood of having a show where all I'm going to do is I'm going to excuse you for the evening. I'm going to get on the show, and I'm going to spend an hour telling offensive jokes.
Oh, my God.
And I'm going to see how many groups I can offend in an hour. I think I can probably cover just about all of them.
Yeah, probably.
Well, let's talk about the show for a second.
Yeah, let's do that. We got some things that are happening there.
To all of our friends that listen, thank you very, very much.
Yep.
Blog Talk Radio is changing how they're doing their programming.
Yes,
and
they are.
And effective the end of this month, Blog Talk Radio is either going to charge us a lot of money, or we have to move the show to a non-evening time, and it has to be reduced to 30 minutes. I bring that up because we've just crossed that 30-minute point tonight. So the show would be over at this point under the new criteria. And it wouldn't be on in the evening. It would be on sometime during the day or on the weekend. Now, that doesn't seem to be a big problem for most people. Most people don't listen to us live. Most people listen to us on archive, on podcasts. But there is some of you out there that listen to us live, and we appreciate that a great deal.
Yes, we do.
The question is, frankly, neither Bill or I are in a position to spend the kind of money that they're asking for in order for us to keep 1 hour on a Tuesday evening. you know, unless
yep.
some of you want to chip in on a regular basis to do so. So the question is, do we roll up the carpet, pat each other on the back for a job well done, and move on our merry way? Do we ask people to contribute to the kitty to make it a paid and recurring show, or do we see if there's an alternate? We have been more or less invited to another network, but timing is going to be different. I don't know what that timing is going to be, but it would be different. So if you pay any attention to the show and have any interest in the show, we need to hear back from you.
Yeah.
Bill and I have been doing this more than 2 years at this point. And, you know, we need to get some feedback about it. Anything you want to add, William?
No, there are some alternatives out there, but we really do need to hear from you. If you like what you hear, then you need to let us know that. If you've got some other ideas, we need to know about that, and we'll see where we take this thing. And frankly, I right now don't have any idea what that's going to be. You know, like I say, we've got some alternatives, but on the other hand,
you know, unless we come up with a fair amount of money, this show will end.
Yes.
On January 25th.
Yep.
That'll be the last show, January 25th.
Yep. February 1st is the cutoff date for Blog Talk Radio.
Right.
Yep.
So, something for all of you to consider, all of our massive listening audience.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, so we need to consider doing that. Did you write up a list of predictions for 2011?
I gave you the only ones I had.
Okay, here are a few of my predictions. One, I agree with you. They're going to pass a budget that is going to have somewhere in the vicinity of 10 to 20% more than the 2008 budget. I'm talking about in its totality. They've been talking about cutting 5% or 10% across the board in the discretionary incomes, discretionary spending side. And, but I think what they're going to end up doing is, you know, whether they do that or not, we're going to come in 10 to 20% higher than 2008. I think they're going to raise the debt ceiling not once, but twice.
Whoa.
I also believe that we have no more than, of all the dozen or so people that they are claiming may be running in 2012,
mm-hmm.
That we are going to have somewhere in the vicinity of a dozen candidates, of which only four or five of them are people that we're talking about now.
Yep.
And I don't think Palin's going to be one of them. As far as Labor Day is concerned. I think by Labor Day, we will have five or six people that are going to be running. They're not going to be all the people that we already know. Most of those people are not going to be running. But... you know, I don't think Palin is going to be in the race before Labor Day. I do believe Palin's going to get into the race.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And I think there are two reasons why she's going to. I don't think we're going to have anybody in the race by the end of summer that is going to have sufficient conservative qualifications to bring in all three groups into the fold. I'm not talking about the Rhinos or the Elites
mm-hmm.
or the Beltway people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about general social conservatives, general fiscal conservatives, general security conservatives. Right now, Palin is the only one that satisfies all three of them and is
true.
Willing to go after Obama.
And that's an important point.
Right. It is an important point because she and I hate to say this, right now, she's about the only one that can get away with going after him. Because the liberals have already done this with Hillary. They just dumped her under the bus. Every liberal feminist position, that was held for the last 30 years, they just dumped it all, to get Obama over Hillary. The only way they're going to be able to go after Palin is to just absolutely eliminate any doubt whatsoever that the feminist movement has nothing to do with women's rights.
Yep.
And that means that she's the only one that can go after Obama cleanly in a way that, the only way they're going to be able to go after her is to open their hands to being misogynic at ease at best.
Mm-hmm.
So Palin's in. I think she's the only one that has any real way to go after Obama at this point. Everyone else is going to have to really couch their phrasing and such like that in such a way as it's only going to be half-assed going after him. And yes, she's going to get savaged, but I think, if she brings in somebody else, I wish we had another strong woman, or someone, a minority, someone, that she could bring in, as a VP, that Obama just can't go after.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of anybody offhand.
I'm not thinking of anybody.
So budget's going up there. They're going to raise the debt ceiling twice. They'll do the second one really late this year. They'll probably do it, right at, the end of October. Palin is in. I do agree with you that, the GOP is going to cave all over the place.
Yep.
I don't see them hanging on. In the Senate, there are just too many, wusses to number in there. So the House can't run at all, and I think they're going to be able to compromise in there. So the GOP is going to compromise itself and their promises. And then the other big one that I have is there's going to be an event, and I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's Cuba. I don't know if it's Afghanistan. I don't know if it's another Mumbai attack. Something's going to be in there, and, Hillary's going to be out. And I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, but I believe Hillary is out of her position by the end of the year.
Okay. Yep.
And then I've got a couple of things for the economy. I'm surprised, you're surprised, at the economy's hanging on. Although, frankly, I argued many years ago that we couldn't get big recessions anymore. So by that token, I'm not really surprised by it. But I am surprised. You know, we've wiped out a couple $1 trillion worth of asset base. That's a pretty significant hit. You know, we're not done by any stretch of the imagination. We've still got more to go. Buzz, even if Obama got 90% of the black voters, we're only talking about 10% of the population. You know, that's 9 percentage points. You know, I was trying to think, is there anything on the horizon that I can see that'll have any direct impact on the economy in such a way as to cause it to go down? And you know what? I spent all weekend thinking about it and couldn't come up with anything. Until I tweeted something today. Somebody said, you know, we had $4 gas, everybody was blaming Bush. And now we're getting up to $4 gas, and where's the blame for Obama? Well, the difference is Obama plans on $4 gas. You know, what are you going to blame him for? It's exactly what he wants. You know, $5 gas would be even better as far as Obama is concerned.
Oh, yeah.
But $4 or $5 gas, you know, this summer, with all the TSA things on travel, you know, it's going to put people into a crimped position as far as travel is concerned. So,
I agree.
If we get to $5 gas, which I don't necessarily think is a possibility,
we're at 369 right now, diesel.
We're in the upper 320s down here, right around 330 here. If we get to $5 gas, then I think the economy takes another big hit. Just like circa 2008 with the summer going into, you know, into 2008.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think, you know, $3 gas isn't having any negative impact at this point. I think even $4 gas is probably not going, I think is going to be a psychological issue rather than a physical issue. $5 is in a different story. I think at $5, I think we have some big problems.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we're going to get to it. I'm going to say we're going to get to about 4.25. But that'll have an impact on the economy, some, but not enough.
Okay.
To cause it to go down. Unless something happens in Europe big time.
That's a possibility.
And I'm not willing to say that I think we're going to have something happen. It might happen in...
Okay.
But I don't think it'll happen in 11. You know, I think we're likely to lose either Ireland or Greece in 2012, but I don't think we'll do so in 2011.
Hmm.
And then I think all bets are off. And of course, it depends on what Germany does.
Yeah.
Germany says that we're not going to rescue them. I think... You know, then the question is, who's running to the door first, Germany or France, getting out of the euro? And either one of them does it, I think the euro falls apart.
Okay.
But I don't think that's happening in 2011. So I think we're going to be still on this holding pattern that we've been looking at all this year, just waiting for the other shoe to drop. As far as we're concerned, the shoe has dropped. We just haven't heard it hit yet.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, I don't see, I don't see anything on the horizon that it really snakes things up unless something big happens. And that could happen. If something big happens and Obama screws it up, then Hillary's out and Hillary's in against him right away. Especially if she breaks with him publicly over it. I'm not willing to go any further as far as that is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
I think the economy holds itself pretty stable, somewhere between 1% and 2% as far as GDP growth is concerned. I'm not looking for anything big changes as far as unemployment is concerned. I think we'll probably get much closer to 10% unemployed as the year goes on. I don't think we're going to drift anywhere lower. It's going to continue to hold itself up. So, as far as the economy is concerned, I think it's just going to be real, just the same plodding nothingness that's going on now. Illinois, California, New York are all in deep doo-doo. I think Obama keeps them afloat for their respective governors.
How does he do that? I mean, he has a house that is inalterably opposed to him. I mean, how does he get that kind of a financial package through?
Because I think that's what they'll do.
That's what they'll cave on?
That's what they'll cave on.
Huh.
And that's why they'll raise the debt ceiling again, is to try and bail out the states that are in such bad straits that something bad is going to happen.
Actually, there is a way for them to do that non-legislatively. The Treasury can buy state bonds without any further authorization.
Illinois wants to issue $15 billion in state bonds. Treasury could do that.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's the thing to keep your eye on, folks.
If you see
the feds buying state bonds, that's going to be a clue.
So I think the economy stays up, and I think the GOP compromises at the state levels, and things just we finish off 2011 pretty much right where we are the end of 2010. The economy is just kind of slogging through. Nothing significant is going on. We just sit here and plow through the mud. Nothing special, unless some event happens. And at this point, I don't know what that event's going to be. Willing to go real crazy about those kind of things. So those are my predictions for the year.
Cool.
Pretty safe one.
Good predictions.
I think they're pretty safe ones.
Yeah.
So, and I hope that the American Conservative Party just picks up all the people that get pissed off with the GOP.
Yeah.
If you're listening to the show and you're not a member of the American Conservative Party at this point, why?
Yeah, exactly.
Why? So, other than that, how does your 2011 look, William?
Mine's not looking bad. I'm kind of liking what I'm seeing so far. We will see if any of this comes to pass. But right now, I'm feeling pretty confident. I'm not overboard here, but at the same time, it's kind of like, yep, okay, we're in pretty good shape here. And we'll see if that, stays true.
We can't get a whole lot lower than 2010.
That's true. Yep.
So we pretty much got nowhere to go but up at this particular point in time.
Yes, indeed.
And I'm kind of hoping that's the general direction that things go. I don't want to finish 2011 the same way we finished 2010. I'd like to see a general improvement as things go.
Well,
I got nothing else on my list. You got anything else on your list?
The only thing, and it's not really on a list, but the only thing that I've got is this. Folks, we need to pay attention. A lot of these things are interrelated. Let me make an illustration. feds buy state bonds. Now, what does that tell you other than, oh, they bought some state bonds and they're putting them in their portfolio? But what it really tells you is this. The federal government, as an administrative or executive agency, has determined that they don't want to see a state fail. And why would that be? Well, it would be because they know that their policies of regulation, of passage of health care, of financial regulation, of consumer products regulation.
Laws.
Sorry. Yeah. had to stop there and spin up the hard drive, get that word out there. Are not amicable to employment. It takes about 300,000 jobs a month just to stay even. That doesn't raise or lower the unemployment rate. It simply keeps things even. 100,000 to 150,000 jobs a month aren't going to cut that. When you couple that with the new BLS, I'm sorry, Bureau of Labor Standards, determination that they are going to start counting people that are over long-term unemployed, 99 weeks, and you can see the potential for unemployment rates to start reflecting actual unemployment, not what's stated, but actual unemployment. So you don't want the states to have to default on their bonds, so you buy them. So you can mask what the real problems are. Same thing with the debt limit. We're over $14 trillion in recognized debt right now. Now, it's much higher than that, but that's what the recognized debt is. So, if people start defaulting on bonds, you drive the investor class out. Where do they go? Probably commodities, gold, silver, grains, that kind of thing. So, if you're a political animal, you can't afford to have that happen. I suspect that the big cave-in is going to be along those lines, that somehow the Republicans will allow them to do that without any hearings, without any, hey, what is this, or anything else. That's kind of my prediction, and that's where I'm at. And we got a couple, 3 minutes left.
You know, I looked carefully at some lists of potential candidates,
mm-hmm.
and I don't see anybody with any decent ideas. The first candidate that comes up with reset, I'm
mm-hmm.
supporting.
Ah, uh-huh.
I don't care who it is.
Yeah.
For you, those of you that don't know what reset is, go look at govreset.blogspot.com or ask me about it. It is Bill and I have made an agreement that this is the way to get the economy rolling almost instantly. Almost
yep.
instantly.
Yep.
We would have an economy that simply boomed within 30 days of implementing this.
Yep.
48 seconds. Do your shout outs, dude.
Okay, well, Junebug and Mama Gurkha and Just Me Pammy and Arkansas Traveler, I know you're watching the game. Louisa Ma, Hallie 5, thanks for listening. We appreciate it. You guys need to chime in on what you think we ought to be doing here in the coming month about this radio program.
William.
Yep.
We're off to a start in the new year.
Yes, we are.
Things are going to be changing.
Yes, they are.
And we will fight the good fight.
There you
no
go.
No matter what.
We're going to do it.
Good week, everyone.
All righty. Good night.
William.
Yeah.
Okay. Green room. Boom.
Yep.
All right.
You guys doing good down there?
We're okay.
Good. Okay.
All right.
Yep.
I will talk to you. Let's continue to talk. And you saw that email that I had to Butch.
Yes, I did. Did you get my one on FTR?
Yes. I will look
okay.
at it.
Yeah. Good. Okay. Excellent.
All right.
Talk to you later.
Everyone else, have a good week. We'll talk
yep.
to you next week.
You betcha.
Let us know.
Good night.